is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of February, 2009. It's the birthday of George Washington, born in Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1732, who served as President of the United States, our first president, and chose to serve only two terms, though probably he could have served for the rest of his life. And two terms became the unofficial tradition for presidents until Franklin D. Roosevelt broke the tradition in 1940, and Congress then later mandated it by an amendment to the Constitution. It's the birthday of the poet Gerald Stern, born in Pittsburgh, 1925, author of Lucky Life, Odd Mercy, and his book last year, Save the Last Dance. It's the birthday of the best-selling mystery novelist Richard North Patterson, born Berkeley, 1947, author of Degree of Guilt and No Safe Place and The Race. His latest novel, Eclipse, came out last month. Edna St. Vincent Millay, born in Rockland, Maine on this day, 1892. She went to Vassar College, did everything she could to get kicked out, but the president of Vassar, Henry Noble McCracken, wrote to her and said, "You couldn't break any rule that would make me vote for your expulsion. I don't want a banished Shelley on my doorstep." And Edna wrote back, "Well, on those terms, I think I can continue to live in this hellhole." And she did. Moved to Greenwich Village, dozens of men fell in love with her, poems were published, and when she gave readings, she drew huge crowds of adoring fans. Known for her poem, "My Candle Burns at Both Ends, It Will Not Last the Night, But Ah, My Foes and Oh, My Friends, It Gives a Lovely Light." And it's the birthday of Edward Gorey, born in Chicago, 1925, the author and illustrator of comic macabre books, including The Beastly Baby, The Wuggly Ump, The Apoplectic Bicycle, and The Gashly Crumb Tinies, a children's alphabet in which A is for Amy, who fell down the stairs, B is for Basil, assaulted by bears, C is for Clara, who wasted away, D is for Desmond, thrown out of a sleigh. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Gary Snyder, which is a section, section 6 of a longer poem, Logging. In that year, 1914, we lived on the farm, and the relatives lived with us, a banner year for wild blackberries. Dad was crazy about wild blackberries. No berries like that now. You know, Kitsap County was logged before the turn of the century. It was easiest of all, close to water, virgin timber. When I was a kid walking about in the stump land, wherever you'd go, a skid road puncheon all overgrown. We went up one like that, fighting our way through to its end near the top of a hill. For some reason, wild blackberries grew best there. We took off one morning right after milking, rode the horses to a valley we'd been to once before hunting berries, and hitched the horses about a quarter mile up the old road. We found the full ripe of berry time, and with only two pails, so we went back home, got Mother and Ruth, and filled lots of pails. Mother sent letters to all the relatives in Seattle, Effie, Aunt Lucy, Bill Moore, Forrest, Edna, six or eight. They all came out to the farm, and we didn't take pails then. We took copper clothes boilers, wash tubs, buckets, and all went picking. We were canning for 3 days. A poem by Gary Snyder, section 6 of a long poem, Logging, from Myths and Texts, published by New Directions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.